former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is planning to come to Montreal and to speak, believe it or not, at Concordia University, the home of the SPHR and the students, activists. And with us, we have Samer Al-Atrash. He's a member, of course, of Concordia, student body, and the Coalition for Just Peace in the Middle East. Welcome to the program, Samer.
Thanks.
Tell me why you are against the planned visit and the speech of Mr. Netanyahu at Concordia University.
Well, first things first, we are organizing a demonstration against Netanyahu when he arrives. We will be counter-demonstrating in the university. Now, just a few explanatory notes. First of all, this is the first time that any of the groups that are involved in the coalition, which includes the Jewish Alliance Against the Occupation, Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, and Palestinian and Jewish Unity, to name a few amongst the many, this is the first time that we've actually organized a demonstration to counter a pro-Israeli speaker brought by the Zionist student group in Concordia. Normally, we believe that in these instances, debate, and free speech is the best method to go around it. All these groups have, as a consensus and as a point of departure, the belief that a just peace in the Middle East can be achieved by obeying and, falling in line with international consensus as expressed through international law. And, we believe that we should go and maybe bring up these points with the speaker, talk at the end of the lecture, but we never have counter-demonstrated. Now, the reason that we're according Benjamin Netanyahu with this, some would say honor, I guess, is the fact that we only reserve this treatment for war criminals. And we believe that Mr. Netanyahu happens to fall into that category. We're not speaking here of an academic who, has his views. We're speaking here of a very powerful man who is a former prime minister of Israel and is likely, according to Israeli analysts, to be the next prime minister of Israel by the end of next year. So, this is a very powerful man who has a lot of power in his hands, and he has acted in a manner that only befits war criminals, so we are affording him a reception that befits war criminals. If, for instance, Saddam Hussein were to come down to Concordia, we would afford him the exact same treatment.
Tell me about war criminal is a big word. Mm-hmm. Why Netanyahu is a war criminal?
Well, I mean, if we were to go into Netanyahu's career, we'd find many outrageous things. I mean, suffice it to say that, Netanyahu has, by his own admission, declared a war on the peace process. In 1995, when the Israeli government and the Palestinian Authority signed the Oslo Interim Agreement which is known as Oslo II, Netanyahu, who was at the time in the Israeli parliament, declared in his own words, quote, a war on the process. He called it a national humiliation. He said that the West Bank and Gaza, which were occupied in 1967, and are still recognized as occupied lands by the United Nations, are part of Israel, are a historic part of Israel, and therefore should not be given up. He contributed and actually led a campaign of incitement against the Israeli government of Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres, which ended up in the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin on November the 5th, 1995. A few days after his assassination, Leah Rabin, his widow, was receiving mourners in her house. Yasser Arafat came to visit her, and they grieved for Rabin. Netanyahu came to visit her a few hours after, and she refused to receive him in her house, blaming the death of her husband on fanatics such as him and the right-wing fundamentalists of Gush Emunah. So that's one thing we have to keep in mind, that this is a man who's declared war on peace. He pledged a month before Rabin's assassination to bring down the government. In his own words, he said, "We shall fight the government and we shall bring it down." And surely enough, the government was brought down with the assassination of Rabin. So, that's the departure point.
So he's anti the peace process. He doesn't recognize the Palestinian state. He wants to wage war against the Palestinians. He doesn't believe in Yasser Arafat. But that doesn't make him a war criminal.
Well, I mean, to really get into his war crimes, I mean, first of all,
Unless he authorized some
Yes, of course.
Atrocities.
Yeah. He has authorized many atrocities. We can get into the pedantics, which I'm going to get into some details, but I think the main thing to consider all along is that this is a man who, by his own admission, does not even believe that there is a Palestinian people. He believes that the Palestinian people have fabricated their genealogies en masse, you know, and they have no right to self-determination in the West Bank and Gaza. He says if you want a state, you carry yourself off to Jordan and have a state there. Now, when he became prime minister in 1996, he won by the narrow margin of 1%. Mr. Netanyahu kept good on his word to declare war against the peace process, which many Israelis and Palestinians, 80% according to polls on both sides, had staked their hopes and their dreams in, you know, for a better future for their children and for their grandchildren and for future generations. He declared a war on peace. One of his first acts was to call for the expansion of settlements in the West Bank and Gaza, which is in direct contravention to the Fourth Geneva Convention and UN Resolution 242. The settlements are considered a war crime, according to the Fourth Geneva Convention. Transporting civilians of an occupying power to occupied territories is considered a war crime and is in breach of international law. He called for expanding the settlements in order to, in his own words, quote, achieve Zionist fulfillment, with complete disregard to, you know, the national, the fulfillment of the minimal national aspirations of the Palestinians. Remember that in 1993, the PLO had actually, recognized the state of Israel on 78% of historic Palestine. So they had already, compromised very much. And even then, Netanyahu was not satisfied.